This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to hear how text... technology. Not tech. Most of the stories we have are like texting.
Yeah.
Like you just texted the wrong person.
Right.
I have got to start renaming all of my group texts like something that's obvious, like who all's in it. Like when it's all my brothers.
Oh man. I am in a couple of bachelorette group texts, and one of them has the bride and one of them doesn't.
And
you're not responding to anyone.
Yeah, don't just step away.
Yeah.
Especially when there's 20 people and you're like, wait, and the other one's got 19? Like, how do you Yeah, you gotta name it like idiots and idiot plus one.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah. Or my father-in-law will do this sometimes. He'll text me and my wife, but he'll say, like, hey, sweetie, we were thinking about coming and visiting, and it's like, I know you're meaning to just text her, but...
You gotta respond and be like, thanks, daddy.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like I can't respond.
Because he doesn't, yeah, he just...
He's like, hi, sweetie. I'm like, hi.
Howdy, sir.
Exactly.
I wasn't aware we were at this point, schnookum buddy.
I think you're sweet, too.
So one text that got a little weird recently...
What are you talking about?
Aaron.
Yes.
Aaron got a very, like,
we basically want
anytime text screwed you over, like you hit reply all or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Just so you get, and just start calling in right now. But like Aaron recently, and nobody's in trouble for this.
No.
It's not like you sent like a DP to somebody, like, or somebody sent one to you and they meant to send it to somebody else.
Right. No, it was a very personal text message from a friend of show that they meant for a closer friend. I would say that we are not close friends. We're friendly. It's great. But what they said was very, I mean, talking about therapy and introspective stuff, and they meant it for their best friend who has a similar
name. There's admissions in there. There's like...
Mm-hmm. And I was so flattered to get it because they said like, I thank you so much for our friendship. And I was like, hey, bud.
I'm just going to say this.
You're a great guy.
I need a moment with just T-Hack here.
Uh-huh.
You get a text that you know is like overly heartfelt.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not for you.
Oh, yeah. I can tell right away.
I'm leaving that on read. And I know, because what are your options? To send back like, hey, guessing you didn't mean to send this to me. And then if they did, you're a double D-bag.
They had an Android, so they couldn't unsend. For the record.
Oh, so it's green bubble.
Yep.
You could throw it a thumbs up, maybe.
I think that's worse.
That's a good move.
If they were deeply personal like this was, it was like...
You can't just leave it on red.
Upon introspection of my life... Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
Because then it gives them enough time to like go... Because here's my thinking on this text screwed me over situation. Because I've done this. I've sent the text to the wrong person and didn't know I sent it to the wrong person, right? Then it's 2 days later, I'm like... What a beat. Why didn't she text me back?
Mm.
And then you go, look, scroll for her name, and you look at it, it's like, why isn't that text there? And then you got to go, okay, now I'm going to go through all the other people I texted and figure out who I did it wrong. And then I'm going to send you another text going, hey, Aaron, obviously this wasn't for you. And then you can go, oh my God, I got so many texts, I didn't even see it.
But it's still there.
It is
so
awkward.
So now I'm looking at
it. But even you saying like, obviously this isn't for you. Like you have not been there for me. You know, it kind of... That's weird,
but
too.
But you're not friends, you guys. Like, but you guys aren't so, like that.
No, it was so nice though. And this person is a great person. So I didn't want to just be thumbs up. Like, I wanted to support them.
Thumbs down. Don't send me this.
I don't want to be involved.
Yeah.
This is when I grabbed the Dwight Schrute meme, false. And just, you sent false. And just let that, or the weird little dumpster fire thing.
Oh.
Well, what did you do?
I responded and said, like, that's very sweet. Thank you so much. You're a great person.
And then he was like, I didn't mean it for you.
And then we laughed about it together and it was great.
Okay.
All right. So we want to hear when tech screwed you over, whether you took a GPS to the wrong place, you sent the wrong email, you hit reply all to a work email and called your boss a stupid moron. When did tech screw you over? 303-222-5423 is the phone number and or the text number.
This is actually terrifying to me. I didn't know this was possible. It seems like it's out of a movie or something. But those like scooters that are in the city,
yeah,
in Barcelona, they're solar powered, and they're are the ones here solar powered too?
I think some of them are. Yeah.
No, because you maybe some, because people make money by picking them up and charging
them.
Oh, really? That's right. Okay.
So if you ever see like a truck full of limes, they're taking them back to charge them, and you get paid to do that.
Oh, nice.
Okay, well, the ones in Barcelona are solar powered, and something went wrong where they just, you lost the ability to control them. So they were accelerating and braking just on their
randomly.
Own. Randomly, just a software glitch.
Oh my gosh.
So tech literally
and you're
screwed.
Normally on them when you're not exactly of your right mind and body.
And they go way faster than they probably should.
They do.
I've never been on one, guys.
They're so fun, but they are dangerous.
Okay. I can't believe how fast they go.
Yeah.
Here's another quick one that was in the news. I'm not a green bubble guy, but it could easily happen to us too. Mm-hmm. Some of the new safety features on the phones, like if you hit the SOS signal, your phone or your watch will contact whoever you want. It can contact 911 or it can contact your family. Mm-hmm. And it will also start taking some pictures so people can try to ascertain, like if you're...
To like put it together.
Yeah, like where were you? What were you seeing? Like if your pictures are geotagged and they can at least see where you were and it sends it to them.
Well, some Culver's again.
Some dude accidentally like laid on his phone wrong and like hit the SOS button.
No.
But he sleeps naked. So then he had it set to go to his emergency contacts, which was like his family. And it took a whole bunch of crotch shots.
Oh, no.
So just like at 3 a.m, all of a sudden it's like, here, mom.
I'm in danger.
Yeah. But he wasn't in danger. But everybody's like, what's going on, man? And it might send a text, whatever you, it's like, please help me. There's some sort of danger. Please try to find evidence in the following photos. And then it's just like,
I'm zooming in. Yeah,
this doesn't look dangerous. All right. We want to hear when tech screwed you over. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Technology screwed me over.
Mm-hmm.
You over, not me over.
Not me. I have a great friend now because of it.
Yeah.
Okay. This whole thing has just gotten really awkward, and we can never explain why it's as awkward as it is. Heather?
Yay.
Technology screwed you over. What happened?
I had just started dating a guy, and I was Snapchatting my best friend about it, and I was going on and on about all of the things about him that bothered me and how I just didn't know if it was going to work, and I sent the Snapchat directly to him.
Oh, no.
Well, so now I know what I need to change.
Little state of the station right there. You're just like, ugh.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a Freudian slip. Didn't work out so well.
Was that the end of it?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can come back from it. It's
no,
constructive.
Actually, we did end up dating for about a year after that.
Oh, wow.
And if I'm being totally transparent, I did it not once, but 3 times total.
Yeah, you're super bright.
Oh, my gosh. Was it on purpose at that point?
Yeah,
you're like, it worked the first time.
It really wasn't.
He just needs to give me more back rubs, you know? Oh, was that to you?
Oops. Thank you, Heather. Madison.
Yes.
Technology screwed you over. What happened?
I was sitting on the couch with my boyfriend, and I was texting my daughter and telling her how stupid my boyfriend was, and it actually went to him instead of her.
You're literally, you're smack talking the man that's sitting next to you.
Yes.
No.
They're going to find out.
Now.
Yeah. Was he upset?
He's like, really? I'm stupid?
Yeah, okay. You got to take the L on that one. It's just, all right, tail between the legs. We'll try again tomorrow.
That hurt for a while.
You broke up, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Eventually, once he figured out what it meant.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Steve? Steve?
Yay.
Technology screwed you over other than that moment right there.
Outstanding. Yeah, so I used to live in Fargo, North Dakota, and work for a large software company, one of the biggest in the world. And they had me go see a customer in New Jersey, which was a 2 or 3 connecting flight just to get there. Was running late to the customers, called them to let them know what road I was on, and then I'd be about 15 minutes late. And they went ahead and told me that they moved their headquarters to Detroit about 5 years ago. So I had to let them know that I'd be a little bit more than 15 minutes late.
Drive back to my hotel. Uber, can you flip around here? Julia?
Yay.
Tech screwed you over. What happened?
Oh my gosh, when I was doing a presentation in college, I brought my jump drive and I plugged it in and it was the wrong one. It was the one for my boyfriend.
What kind of, you had a jump,
wow.
Lucky USB man.
Honey, we got to talk about
how many gigs was that jump drive? So you were they pictures of him or you or together or what was it, videos?
Well, we were doing long distance at the time.
Oh.
So we would do back and forth videos.
Oh boy.
How much of the video played to the horrified? No. I don't want to keep you. I don't know how much more you want to admit, but like, just we do so many different presentations and different things. So it's like, were you in front of a group of children or elderly people or coworkers? Who were you in front of? Or you said in college?
Speech. It was speech class in college.
Yeah. So they can handle it.
What's worse, if you get an F or you get an A after that?
She definitely got an A.
Yeah. What did you get on your presentation?
I got to redo it. I was mortified.
All right. But how much? Here's the other thing. And if you ever had accidental porn, like you could hit stop so easily right now. But when it's an accidental thing, space bar doesn't make sense to you. Nothing makes sense. You're just like, wait, how do I stop this?
and you're just turning it up and
screen sharing it to everybody and airdropping it. And all right, Julia. No, that's great. Thank you for the call. Bria.
Yes.
Tech screwed you over. What happened?
Dude, oh my God. So I was in my cousin's wedding last weekend.
Okay.
Beautiful. Oh my God. She was great. Listen, it was a big wedding. It was a lot of details, stuff like that. But, you know, they had me mic'd up because it was a huge crowd, like 300 some people.
Wow. And
yeah, well, whatever. You know, it's just the acoustics in the space were sort of funny, so they had to mic us up, and I'm the maid of honor, so I got to say a nice speech and everything. But the best man went up, right? And then I was up and stuff like that. And then right after, I went to the bathroom, and I forgot my mic was on.
I was
talking about the groom. And
what?
Having him like some of the bridesmaids and I in the bathroom, and it was still like being announced to the whole like room. And like some
what?
People heard it, some didn't because the crowd was on. But oh my God, talk about embarrassing!
And no, T-Hack,
you got cut the mic
as the DJ.
Cut the mic.
Well,
maybe it's like the videographer or something too. Like now, who knows who's sticking mic?
True.
You know, like I don't.
The DJ but if it's going through the sound system, the DJ had the ultimate control of
he was getting the buffet, okay?
Yeah, we gotta eat.
Were you saying positive things about the groom?
Oh, no.
Negative things?
Maybe some negative things, but honestly, the bride came up to me and said something. And I know, I get it. You know, we were all sort of stressed. It was like the wedding finally, thank God, because it was just, the week leading up to it was crazy.
Oh my God, I was so mortified for you that you went in there and like dropped the kids off at the pool and like you made just grunting sounds or something. That would have been so much better. So much better.
I can mix into that a little, you know?
Ew.
Oh my God.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.